can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, October 23rd, episode 110.
Curry and the Keeper.
And hello, my queen, straight from the pages of a magazine.
Wow.
I know,
that,
right?
I like it.
I know, right?
Show 110, my weight.
Okay, let's cheer. Well, then drink some more wine. There you go. Cheers.
I wish.
Back on the sauce, everybody.
Yes, and this is a white burgundy.
Oh, is that what you thought it would be?
Actually, it needs to open
Tina's
up.
Tina's like, oh yeah, sure. It needs to open up. She's like, ooh. Oh, let's have a white burgundy. We have a white burgundy. I'm like, do we have a white burgundy? She said, yeah, we have a white burgundy.
I don't know where we got that. I have no
okay,
idea.
Okay, let me see. Well, there's no marking on it. It is Masson sur le Pouilly.
It's a French.
Manoir du Capuchin. I don't know. Is that from France? Yes,
hey,
it is.
You know what? I'm getting used to it. I like it.
Okay. It is a white burgundy. It is from 2020. It is a little tart.
It is tart.
It's refreshing, though.
Yes.
It has a refresh.
I've been on a white wine kick. Who am I?
I mean, first it's like, I don't like heavy wines anymore. Cobbs and Malbox is no god. I don't really like that. And then all of a sudden, oh, let's have a white wine. Like, what
I know.
Is going
I know.
On with you?
I'm going to clear liquids.
Has your palate changed? Is you think that's what's
I don't
happening?
Know. Like, I can't do the heavy reds anymore. I'm turning into a net, I think.
Well, luckily, I can drink anything. So yes. It's all good with me.
No,
hello.
And now there's certain white wines that I don't like. Like, I don't like Chardonnay. And I don't like sweet white wines.
Should you like Chablis?
Like, isn't it? As long as it's not sweet. Now, a Riesling is sweet,
Riesling
right?
Is usually sweet.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would not drink that.
Chablis, you know, Chablis are my grandpa used to drink.
Oh.
And he'd have this big jug.
The big, what was it called? The gala.
Yeah, he'd have a jug with a little ring on it, and he'd pour it over his shoulder and plop, 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 pour it right into his glass, hillbilly style.
Mm.
Yeah, until his doctor said, you really should stop that.
Yeah.
And then he lived to be 98.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what was the big wine in the jug? Gallo? Was it Gallo?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was.
I'm not a wino.
Excuse me?
I only came to wine, you know, I think when I started hanging out with you, to be honest.
Really? Because when we first, on our first date, we had...
Moscow Mule.
That we had a cocktail first. And then at dinner, we had wine.
Well, I was trying to impress you.
I know. And then
bring me some. Yes.
And the Sauterne.
That was Dvorak's trick.
Yeah, I like to try.
Give her some Sauterne. That'll get her.
Yeah.
And he wasn't wrong.
Yeah, but he walked me. Wrong. I didn't go home with you. You walked me to my car.
I didn't want you. First of all,
you're a gentleman.
I would never take you home with me on the first date. Ever. Okay. Third date, I'm like, hey, let's go.
Speaking of.
Third date rule.
Speaking of, I'm glad we brought up the first date.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So, when I first met you, I was, you know, I was a little...
Understandably impressed by my celebrity and my incredible suaveness and my worldliness. Yes?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say? Uh-huh. Would you like some more Manoir de Capuchin?
No, yes. I was a little intimidated because I'm thinking...
Because you didn't know me.
No, because of course I didn't know you.
You
thought, I just knew you.
You've been around the world and I've been nowhere but Chicago.
I had been around.
No, I'm just messing with you.
But I was a little bit intimidated because you were cultured. You know, you were very cultured and I knew you had traveled the world. I mean, you had co-invented with God podcasting, you know, and you
don't call Dave Weiner God. Let's not get the wrong idea.
No, I didn't mean him. But you know what I mean?
God had done it through me.
So
yes.
I was a little intimidated. And, you know, as I've gotten to know you and.
Oh, I would say be careful where you tread.
And after, you know, having conversations with you and hearing you refer to Jicama as Jicama.
Oh, here we
and
go.
And dog dander as gander in your car. I was like, this dude, he's not as cultured as I thought he was. So this morning we're in bed. Adam took his car in yesterday to finally get it serviced. And
I was literally 11 days overdue according to the message that popped up on the screen. Not bad at all.
Okay. So we're laying in bed today and I said, "Oh, your car is nice and clean." And he said, "Yeah, they vacuumed it out." Well, in the back you have Phoebe's like a blanket that covers all the seats and
it's
everything.
A hammock, yeah.
And you said, "Yeah, yeah, they vacuumed all the dog hair out in the gander." I go, "The gander?"
Wow.
I go, "You mean the
dander?"
So
here we are. Here we are. 9 years and Tina has two things that have ruined.
You called it jicama.
Jicama and gander. Well, I'm glad. And you know what? To me, you are perfect. I have nothing. I can say nothing about that. You've never mispronounced anything or had anything wrong. I mean, you are just, you're my superwoman.
I love catching you in things like that. I just get such delight out of it.
Here we go. 9 years. She has two things.
Nine and a half, baby. Nine
gander,
and a half.
Gander.
Well, I'm like, sure there was more. Dog gander. That's a show title. Dog gander.
There we go. So we already have the title. That's bad news.
Anyway, that was laughing. Yeah. And I also, I think it went down to like 52 degrees last week. And you're like, "Time to pull out the winter coat." You put your winter coat on, your scarf, your hat, your mittens.
I did not. It was 53. I only put on the green jacket, which is the universal going outside jacket. You wear my green jacket.
Yeah, but not at 52 degrees. That's not cold.
Oh, well, how about you go walk Phoebe then at 8 a.m. at 52 degrees?
Okay, I can do it.
And then Michael comes by on his electric bike and wants to talk for 15 minutes. You'll be
like, you would never make it in Chicago. You would be freezing.
No, I've been to Chicago in the summer and in the winter, and I didn't like either one of them.
We went to Chicago in the summer sisters.
I've been there when it was really like oppressively 110 and humid, and the winter one time, because we had advertising clients there or agency clients, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was bad.
Yeah. But remember when we went? We were only dating 3 months.
Wasn't it chilly then too?
No, it was August. It was warm. And we're walking around and we're thinking, "Oh my goodness, we could live here." We do that every city we go to. We're like, "We could live here.
Hey, you know when we went to Mexico? We could live here. We could easily get some of these people to serve us. It'd be easy." Yeah.
Now we don't ever want to leave Fredericksburg though.
No.
We don't ever want to leave.
No, especially now that we have our spiritual family.
Yes.
Here.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, how can we not? So on Wednesdays now and tomorrow, next week will be the last one for this first block. I don't think we do one until January.
I don't remember. There's four blocks.
And it's something that Pastor Jimmy and Annette had put together in previous churches. And they're doing it for the first time. And it's the WWJD, which you would think is "What Would Jesus Do?" But it's actually walking with Jesus, discipleship. And it's like going to school. We have a workbook and everything. But man, I love doing this so much. And of course,
so good.
It cuts into our recording time. Not that it actually makes us record any less.
No, it's just a little bit later.
But it's just so that you can say 3 days in advance, "Oh, and then Wednesday, we have to record after we go to school."
You notice I don't complain about school.
Not as much as you complain about work. This work I have to do, recording work.
That's what
and
I
have
said,
to
I
do the newsletter, which is, by the way, it's from her. It's from Tina. It's not
yes,
from us.
We made that change. Yes.
We made a change.
I made the change.
You made a change.
Well, Annette said, "Jimmy,
Annette did it. Annette. Okay.
Because I struggled with and we'll go back to the class tonight, but I struggled with it being talking about Tina and Adam. I was going from first person to second person, to third to fourth. And it was confusing to me, but I wanted the newsletter to be from both of us. And I never really looked at how John models the No Agenda meetup or a newsletter. And so Annette brought it up to me. I'm like, "You're right. I've been struggling with this since the day that I started."
What did she bring up to you? She said,
"Jimmy wanted me to bring up to you that, I don't know.
Really?
It's been bothering him." No, I don't know. But I was struggling with it too, but I wanted it to be from both of us. And now I'm like, "You know what? You don't even read it."
I do too.
Really?
Come on, man.
The
minute it came in, I called you out on it. "Oh, it's your newsletter now? Okay." Yeah. I saw it right away.
Yeah. So it's from me now. It's no big deal, but it's written better in a
correctly. Gooder.
It's written gooder, in a gooder way. In a
much gooder way. Yeah.
But anyway, so yes, going back to the class tonight.
Yeah.
So yes, I complain about recording and I complain about the newsletter, but I really do enjoy it.
I know you do.
Because if I really wanted to quit, I'd be like, quit. Brian can be the host.
End of show. There's no quitting in podcasting. There's no quitting. There's quit no crying.
We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary. I would not
How
quit.
About that? 110 episodes.
I know.
You know, crazy? Usually most podcasts don't make it past episode 7.
Really?
That is the pod fade moment. Yeah.
Pod fade moment.
Yeah.
So anyway, going back to the class, so what this week's lesson was about was spiritual family.
Yes.
Which I thought was great because I turned to you and I said, Vineyard Nation is our spiritual family too.
Yeah.
In addition to obviously Bridge Church and Pastor Jimmy and Annette, top of the list.
And I think I said yes, and that means Brian with one eye is your brother.
Yes. No, I think you said son.
Oh, son.
I was like, what? And it's not Brian with one eye. It's Brian with one conjunctivitis eye.
Oh, there you go. This is how you talk about your brother.
Yeah. Anyway, so he was, but they were talking about.
Come here.
Oh, she's over by you?
Yeah, well, the minute she heard me crying, she came right over to me like, is mommy being mean to you?
Oh, please.
Good girl.
But
good girl,
we please. Talked about Pastor Jimmy talked about the spiritual family, and he talked about being in the presence of believers, that when people come together under the banner of Jesus, something happens in the community. Yes. It's an amazing exchange. And we have talked about this over and over about the community that we have here. And being a part of Bridge Church and the friends that we have made while being at this church.
And how we're there for
family.
Each other. How we're there
oh
for
my
each
gosh.
Other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even tonight, Jeannie said, and I remember you guys brought over the space heater when they were both sick in the middle of the winter.
Yes, yeah.
And we were talking about someone else who's struggling. And, you know, everyone's kind of looking out for each other. And I was sitting there going like, man, I'm so happy that I just said one day, I need to go to church. I need to be there physically. Mm-hmm. What a difference that makes.
Oh, I know.
Than just watching it online.
It's been a year. It's been a year now.
That's right. Because is when
when I came back from Utah and I was not in a good mind space.
Okay. Is that what we call it?
Yeah. I've been in a little bit of a mind space lately.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed.
Oh. Yeah, you have.
The other morning, how do I change the printer ink? I'm like, maybe this is not the morning to learn. Maybe I should just do it. No, I've got to learn. I'm like, oh, man. And I'm literally hiding behind the door of the closet where the printer is. I'm like, okay. And you just pull that out and then put that in.
You're like, you could do it. You could.
I was being very tender with you, babe.
I had so much to do and I was just overwhelmed.
And I can see. And the thing is, I can see it change. I see when it happens. And it's usually when you go through your list of things you have to do and you're all upset that you filled up your own calendar with not enough space to, you know, do something that you hadn't slotted in, like wash your hair or whatever. And by the way, not a slam. I understand these things.
Yes.
Believe me, I understand.
Yes.
And I can just see your mood go, no, I don't even have to, I can feel the atmosphere going.
What is it called? The
bariatric pressure drops. It's like, here comes Milton, our own personal little Milton. And it's just, it's like, wow. But first of all, I've come to know you, so it's okay. But second of all, I immediately just give it to Jesus. I'm like.
You stand back. You're
I stand behind Jesus. Like, Jesus, please stand in front of me. Protect me.
I mean, I don't ever take it out on you, but
no,
I get.
No.
I get anxious or irritated very quickly when I have so much to do in such little bit of time.
I have to choose my words wisely.
I know.
Would you like me to make breakfast now?
Yeah.
Or in 11 minutes and 32 seconds from now? Will that fit better?
I know. How do you put up with me?
Oh, my God. First of all, look at how wonderful a person you are, how beautiful you are, what a great wife you are. Proverbs 31 wife, what a great mother you are.
I'm like 98% good, right? 2%. Mm. Oh.
Tap it down a bit. Come on. No one. We're human. We're human.
Yes.
And
you're always the same, though. You're
usually.
Usually.
Sometimes I have.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got snarky with me and you told me to go away
from
you.
That was last episode.
That was last. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were stressed.
A rare moment.
You were stressed.
A rare moment.
Yeah.
It's funny because I went to Austin, dropped off my car, had my hair done. It was nice to see Johanna and catch up on stuff.
And then 2-hour haircut.
But I came home and I was drained.
You were wiped.
And Pastor Jimmy was texting me about something. And he says, are you okay? He could feel just through the text.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, no. He says, is everything all right? No, it's good. I'm just tired. And there was traffic. And I think Austin just boom.
As one of my really good friends said, when she goes to Austin, she says she feels farther away from God. And I know we have friends still in Austin, but that's just her feeling. Yeah, maybe that's what you felt.
Well, too. I had to take 2 Uber rides from the car place. It's only 10 minutes to this hair salon. And both times I got in the Uber, like, hey, how you doing? Antonio, because you got his name. And I'm like, okay. And then the way back, hey, brother, how you doing? I was like, oh, okay. So that it brought me down. And then I was just looking, and it's not Austin's fault, but there's a lot of construction and traffic.
It's so busy there. It's so busy.
Maybe that's it. That has something to do with it.
I know, because I came, where was I? Oh, I was, Karen and I were out and about.
You went to San Antonio.
We went to Costco and Target.
And once again, you didn't text me when you got to San Antonio.
I'm so bad about that.
Yeah. And I should be thinking, she's dead. She's had an accident. But I'm like, no.
She forgot.
She just forgot me. Nothing I can do about it, no matter what. She just forgot me.
I get so focused on okay.
No, it's called forgetting about your husband.
No, I don't forget about you.
Out of sight, out of mind. No, whatever. Babe, that babe. Dude is, he's in Austin. No, who cares about
him? I prayed over you. I mean, I prayed for you before you left, like for travel favor.
Yeah, I do the same for you.
That you are kept safe. Yeah, you were wiped out yesterday.
I was very,
and then I got a little grumpy because there wasn't enough food for us because we were eating leftovers.
Oh man! And I said, "Well, here, have some of mine." No, but you can have.
I
have a little broken piece of hamburger? But then I'll have nothing to eat. And I said, and this is why I always ask: is it okay for me to eat this? Back to your newsletter, because I know that if I eat something you have your heart set on, and then you reach for it and it's gone.
Listen.
No, listen to me. Then there will be blood on the moon, as my mom used to say.
That happens in every house.
Which is why I ask permission. Yes,
everybody who's like, they have their heart set on something that's in the refrigerator, and then all of a sudden it's eaten. Like, people get upset. But
not me, by the way. I'm like, there's none of that left. Okay, I'll just have beans. Because I know no one else eats the beans but me. Just me.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm terrible.
You're not terrible. You're just you, baby.
I will repent.
I have my own things. Can't list them, but I have my own things.
Yes. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. She found one. Okay.
Okay.
You're so excited. That's amazing. We've got gander. What else is on your list?
Jicama. So we're getting ready. Friday was the big Fred meetup. Okay. So I'm like, what are you going to wear? You're like, I'm going to wear my 3 Nails hoodie. Pull them out. I'm like, oh. Spot like schmutz, like toothpaste down the front. You hang it up. You hang it back up like you're going to wear it again.
Well, I do. I wear
with the schmutz.
Yeah, around the house, I'm wearing the schmutz. But yeah,
Let me preface this, which I had done all the laundry.
Then
I pull out the next one.
Yeah.
Spot.
Schmutz.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Adam, why are you hanging these things back up?
And I said, you're right. I said, I'm so sorry. And you said, do you want me to wash one? And I said, wow, that would be really nice. You said, well, we'll see if it's dry in time.
I do not talk like that.
No, okay. We'll see if it's dry in time. No, not like that. I'm trying to replicate it.
Third hoodie, same thing, schmutz.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm like, I don't understand.
Well, it's because I don't see it. I'm not looking for it, but I will be more... observant and more aware of my personal.
So what did your wife do?
You washed it
for
me,
the good wife
baby.
That I am. I immediately washed them. You know what else I did? I hung it outside so it will dry.
I know. I know. You are fabulous.
So the lesson here?
I suck. No, I got to throw stuff in.
No, I would say we're even.
Oh, wow. Okay. If that's how you feel, we're even. So that, we want to go to the meetup?
No, no. I want to talk about another thing before we go there. I just want to publicly apologize to you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, set your watches. Write this down. Tina's going to apologize.
You know, I realize that I have terrorized you on certain things because you came to me, you looked at me with like sadness in your eyes, and you go, "Can I please have a new hand cream?"
True. No. Okay. This is not really terrorized because when we have people have sent us big clasps to just squeeze out the last of the tubes.
Yes, and I have used that.
And so, you know, we have the Aveeno. Is it Aveeno?
Well, Aveeno, but you need to preface the story about how I am.
No, well, getting to it. Okay. So you feel, you know, when something is empty, like it's not empty, and then you'll take the top off of the little pump thing and you'll move the tube around in it and you'll take it out and you'll hold it upside down. And I kind of got into it. You know, I was like, she makes a lot of sense. I mean, there's certainly enough in there. It's a total jip. But this was now 2 weeks of this one bottle and, you know, and the top is off permanently. And I'm like,
it wasn't 2 weeks.
And I'm scraping it. And
it
like
was not.
Pulling that tube between my hands, like just to get a little bit of cream on my hands. And at a certain point, I can barely get anything out of it. So I just said, "Hey, can we have a new Aveeno?"
And cream. So
it wasn't terrorizing. We know what's terrorizing is when, so in our beautiful, thank you very much, Mike, our beautiful shower, which has been redone with the tile. We have a nice little shelf. And you put down three fantastic, what do you call them?
Dispensers. Bottles that match.
Shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
Yes.
Now, from time to time, you'll fill them up. Thank you. But you'll put them back in a different order.
I don't do that.
I have literally put body wash in my hair. I'm like, man, this is funny.
Wait
this
a minute. I you are fun. Wrong. I do don't not do so. That. It's Felicitas that does
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
You know me. I like things in a certain order and I like them organized. But,
okay. Yeah. I'll have a chat with Felicitas. She'll laugh her ass off when I tell her.
You put body wash
this
in your hair?
This happened a couple weeks ago. I didn't mention it. I'm like, what?
Do you not look at the bottle just to make sure?
Have you? I don't wear my glasses in the shower.
No, but you can see close up. Pick up the bottle.
I will. Oh, okay. I mean, I'm sorry. I should have gotten down on my knees like, I'm nearsighted.
No, you pick up the bottle and bring it to your
the
face.
Whole point of it, the dispenser, you just like, reach behind like, and then boom, put it in your hair like, this is weird. This doesn't feel right.
Okay. It wasn't me because I'm always switching them back to the
point.
Body washes on the
fair
right.
Point. Fair point.
Shampoo's in the center. Yeah. Conditioner is on the left.
Yeah. Fair point.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't
okay.
me.
Okay.
Come on. Don't you know your wife, man?
I thought it was strange. That's why I didn't say anything about it.
Yeah. But and so the
but
thing
I cursed
was,
you silently under my breath.
Yes, I felt it. I felt the air shift in the house.
So anyway, I'm not traumatized, but it was just time. I said, hey, can I just make a little note? Can we open? We have another bottle. I see it underneath the thing. Can we just take it out?
You're like, you come and ask me. So instead of just pulling it out, you're like, can we please have another?
Baby, you run the house and
I
you
do.
Run it very well.
Thank you.
And so I just want to fit into your model.
Yeah.
You know, I run the business side.
You do. And I run
the accounting.
I'm the
and
CEO
the taxes.
Of this place.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just want to be a good little doobie.
That's why, you know, when after the show on what's today? Was it last Thursday or was it Sunday?
Sunday, probably.
You come out of the studio after working for
hours,
and I go
getting up at 5 and I'm done at 5, basically 12-hour day.
Yeah, I go dead mouse in the laundry room.
I'm like, oh boy, that was a long show. Like, there's a dead mouse in the laundry room. Without even saying great show, I laughed. No, And by the way, it was a dead mouse.
And you just look at me like, are you kidding me?
And I went and did it.
I'm like, I won't. And it had been there for a while.
Yeah, a day or two.
We're not sure how they're getting in just because we live in the country.
It's nature. Yeah, it's
nature. It had been there for a bit.
A day or two, I think. Yeah.
You're like, it's been here for a while. But what do you always say? It needs to be laying around there for a while to show their friends don't come around.
It is absolutely the way to go. It's sad, but if he's there for a day, he was there for 2 days probably.
Yeah.
But he's there for a day. It sends a very strong message to the rest of the mouse community.
Yes.
This is not the place you want to come in.
Yeah.
So I set another trap. It'll be empty for a long time.
Yeah.
And what was he thinking? It was like a month old piece of cheese. Why was he even getting there?
Because they'll eat anything. Yeah, that's
true. It's true.
So now we can go to the meetup. Fred.
Fantastic. This was the No Agenda meetup, but it was a No Agenda Curry and the Keeper. And in a little bit of a way, living up in a down world because we had Pastor Jimmy and Damonette with us. They actually drove, which was great.
Yes.
At Bar 1776, the... Half Moon Bed and Breakfast?
I think
so. Or Full Moon. I can't remember.
Full Moon, I think.
Well, it's Jenny's place.
Yes.
Right near Luckenbach. Matt Long and Gail, they had organized it. Fantastic.
Gail did an amazing job.
I mean, if I could have asked for a better, I couldn't have asked for a better location. It was just so... A little off the beaten track for people to come the way out, but we still had 50 people or something.
And people came from Austin.
People came from Arizona. Some people came. Yeah, they drove from Arizona. Yeah. Yeah.
See, they love talking to each other. That's the whole premise of the meetup.
And listening to the show.
Yeah, well, like-minded people. They like talking to other people.
I mean, it was, and there really were some interesting people at this meetup.
Yes.
And
we had a guy who did voiceovers, like for major.
We had multiple air traffic controllers. We had
pharmacists,
like big time pharmacists.
Constitutional lawyer.
Yeah, Rob, the constitutional lawyer. I mean, it's Baron,
Baron
Scott of the Armory. Yep. I mean, Brian, of course, Dirty Jersey Whore was there.
Yes.
Who he keeps reminding me, the word whore is in the Bible.
So, yes. Okay. And he actually came to church on Sunday with him and his wife.
He came to Bridge.
That was really cool.
That was so fantastic.
Yeah.
What was your, because, you know, we, of course, barely talk to each other because we're all talking to other people and you... Fantastic. You just come like, Adam, I'm sorry, I got to steal you away. It's time to move on because you make sure I talk to every single person at the meetup. Thank you for doing that.
You know, I thought it was great that people came out. Very kind, just generous people, like you said, who trekked all the way to, I guess it's Fredericksburg, right? It's not Luckenbach.
Technically Fredericksburg.
I loved having Annette there, you know, and I found myself going and sitting down and chatting with her. And I'm like, I got to get up and talk to people.
Oh, really? Oh, you had time to chat with Annette? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I sat down and chatted with her for a bit.
I didn't talk to Pastor Jimmy at all.
Yeah.
We came in and he was talking to a whole bunch of people. I mean, it's just, we didn't have any time.
Yeah.
Luckily we went to dinner with them later, which was really nice.
Everybody's so kind. I mean, I love No Agenda Nation. I do. And, people brought lovely gifts, you know, which was really nice.
Goodness.
Yeah, so Just Greg brought us the wine that John recommended.
Costco wine.
And so did Sir Brian with the conjunctivitis eye.
Just Greg also got me an AI router, which I've started to look into setting up, which is very advanced.
The people from the CBD hemp shop in Austin brought us all this beautiful stuff from their shop, which was really nice. So
it was interesting. You know, the younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was outside and he says, so you completely quit smoking weed and tobacco? I said, yeah, it'll be 2 years in November. He says, was it hard? I said, no, it just quit. Mm-hmm. And I think I maybe had one or two gummies since then. And he says, you know, I'm kind of thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, how many people have quit smoking weed ever since I did, since I've been talking about it?
Really? A lot of people?
Oh, yeah.
And you sleep so much better. And now that you don't even look at your phone because you got that fancy flip phone.
Now this is... I have had 5 people email me specifically, what is the type of phone that you have? And, you know, because I've just committed to it. It's a Cat S22. It's $63 on Amazon. It is a smartphone. It's a flip phone. It does have smartphone capabilities, but the screen is so unattractive and so unusable.
It's about 1 by 1 inch.
That, you know, it's like, it makes no sense to even try to do anything on it except text.
Yeah.
And I do it, my Bible study on has the Bible app, you know, so I do the YouVersion on it. And that's about it.
Yeah.
And it's, and at night I get in bed, I plug it in, make sure the alarm is set, and I cuddle up next to you, and that's it. And I sleep like a baby.
I know you do.
And I said this morning, I said, I really think because I'm not reading, and even because I don't read, like, I mean, I'm usually a good podcast.
You're like reading
stuff.
Code.
Code or podcast.
I'm like, read me. I used to like when you used to read to me. I'm like, read me something. You're like, I'm reading code. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to read to you again before we go to sleep? And we kind of, when did we lose? We lost that during vacation,
we did.
I think.
We did. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
What do you mean we'll talk about it?
And we'll talk about it in bed, man.
Do we need to have a conversation?
In bed,
do we have a meeting about this or something? Like some kind of meeting? This is the meeting here.
I take my melatonin and I'm like...
Yeah, that's true.
I fall asleep fast.
I don't want to keep you awake.
But anyway, going back to the meetup, it was really nice. It was hosted by Jenny McCombs and her husband.
What's her husband's name?
I don't know what her husband's name is.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
He has a very cool 1976 El Camino, which kind of stole my heart a little bit there.
Yeah, she was really, really sweet. It was so, like I said, it was so nice that people...
And she brought out all these snacks.
Oh, I know. And well, Gail did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Made pizza and people were eating. And there were the women, OC's aunt was there. She wants to be anonymous, so we won't say her name.
Yes.
And then she had her friends, and they were a lot of fun. They were lots of fun.
Powerful women.
Yeah.
Very, very strong women.
And then there was one, the young couple with the baby.
Yes, the British guy.
I was talking to her. I was kind of ministering to her about how having God in the center of a marriage really strengthened our marriage. And so she was telling, like, she wanted to, they had just moved to Dripping Springs and they were looking for a community. And I encouraged her to look for a church. Mm-hmm. You know, that, yes, spiritual community.
It
definitely makes a difference.
Wow. Yeah. I also feel like, I'm so glad that God came in and snatched us up.
Out of Austin? He did.
No, just... To bring us to Jesus.
Oh, sure.
Because now I know I have at least 60 more years. I'm like, man, I'm glad it wasn't 10 years from now.
60 more years.
I'm living to 120. I'm going.
Have you seen what Jimmy Carter looks like?
I don't care what I look like. See, it's not.
You'll be about 5 feet tall.
It's not about that. See, we get a new body in heaven. It doesn't matter. I'll be 5'4". I'll be at least 5'4".
I thought you meant 120 earthly years.
Yeah, 120 earthly years.
Not
me.
No, I'd rather go home to Jesus. Like, please.
All right. Well, I'll be hanging out. Me and Phoebe. Oh, wait.
No.
Phoebe's like, her? No, she's here with you next to me.
So, but anyway, so we were getting ready to leave, and I know this is in Sir Brian's donation note, but just Greg, who had given us a bottle, a nice bottle of wine, and then
we haven't opened yet.
And then the four bottles from Costco, we were getting ready to leave, and Greg and Brian was standing there, and Greg goes, "You're the best part of the donation segment." And I said, "Don't say that
really
to him.
Don't encourage him.
He is the barnacle of Curry and the Keeper."
There
and
it
so
is.
His new name is Sir Brian with the conjunctivitis eye.
The barnacle of the show.
Anyway, but it was really nice. It was nice that people came out, and it was nice that Pastor Jimmy and Annette went with us too.
Oh, and I they were tired. They had a long week, but they still came. I thought that was very cool. Yeah. And it was nice to then go and have dinner afterwards, a little Friedhelms. And there was Dirty Jersey Horror with his crew sitting there at Friedhelms.
Oh, man, how
awesome is that?
I just love doing life with them. I really do.
Yeah.
I really, really do.
Yeah, me too.
So they're just so easy to be around.
Yeah.
And then the only thing, so we kind of just hunkered down on Saturday. We stayed home and... didn't do much this
week.
Wasn't
there something on Saturday?
We were supposed to go to some friend's house for dinner, and then I decided we were just dealing with some enemy invasion.
And then did we wind up watching a movie?
We watched The Forge.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I immediately had to text Pastor Jimmy, like, we need to have this kind of group here. We need to, if you haven't seen The Forge, what a great movie.
Yes.
Yeah. That was by the Kendrick Brothers. That's a great
and yes.
High quality.
It was good.
You know,
highly recommended.
There's real money going into faith-based content.
For sure.
It's good. That was
highly
really
recommended.
Good. And of course, I was up at 5 on Sunday.
I know.
Yeah. But then Monday, which is my, I try to make it my Sabbath, which really means I'm not doing work, like looking at news feeds and stuff. And I had a lunch with Jimmy. It was so nice. We just had a, just a, it's so good. Just
I know. Sit down, I love your friendship chat. With him.
Oh man. We love our Pastor friendship. Jimmy.
We call him Pastor Jimmy on this show.
Excuse me for slipping.
Today I went to the dentist. So I realized I'm sitting
this was rather interesting.
Oh my gosh. I do not like the sound of those.
I love the dentist. Oh my, I am a fan of the dentist.
So
you did your cleaning.
I'm doing my cleaning, and you know they're doing they're measuring the pockets.
One, two, three.
And I'm like, I'm in competition with Adam. I gotta have better numbers than him.
What are your numbers? I used to have eight and 11.
11? There's such a thing?
Oh yeah. It's millimeters. Oh yeah. That was when they went, you gotta go see Maverick. That's what happened 2 years ago. Do they do it for you now? Oh, yeah.
So what are your numbers?
Three. I have a couple ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a lot of ones. I do.
Tina comes home. Well, there's a work done. You're all upset about it. I'm like,
How I sound like?
In my ears, strangely, yes.
You're so funny. No, I like to. I'm like, I have this one filling that's on the side of my mouth, and it's
which you've
gray.
Had for 40 years.
I know, so and I'm like, and when Elise said, "Oh, your tooth is rotting," and I go, "No, it's not. It's a filling," and I said, "I wanted to change it."
I saw it the other day, maybe a week or two ago, and I thought, I need to mention that to you because your smile is so beautiful.
Why didn't you mention it then?
I forgot. Oh. You know, I was like, you were too busy yelling at me for my dirty hoodies, whatever.
Oh.
So I forgot. Hollywood's going to take care of you?
Yes. And then he's going to change out that filling. And I go, you know, I'm kind of worried. You know, they say when you're drilling out mercury, he goes, Tina. You eat more mercury in your fish. I'm like, okay.
You can trust Hollywood.
So I have to have that done, and then I have to have another.
You want me to come with you, hold your hand?
No, I just, oh my gosh, they're going to do all three at the same time.
Yeah,
it's going to be three hours. I'm going to ask them to knock me out.
No, just have the Novocaine.
Yeah, I'm going to ask them to knock me out.
No, just have the Novocaine done, the lidocaine. You won't feel a thing. You won't feel a thing.
It's hard for me to even keep my mouth open.
No, they put a thing in your mouth, like a little rubber thing. It just keeps your mouth open.
Well, as I was laying there, she used the dental hygienist. She used the drill to like drill off the plaque. It's so nice.
It's not a drill. It's a sonic.
Yes. It's so nice to feel air through your teeth, though. Gingy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that feeling.
Yeah.
But she started.
You're in my house now.
Yeah, I know. I know. Who are you?
Yes.
Gosh. But I was like, oh, no, she's going to use the drill thing because I can't stand the sound.
It's not a drill. It's sonic vibration.
The sound is so high pitched that even though my teeth don't hurt, they hurt from the sound.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't like it.
Oh.
So the only thing that like, she was talking to me the whole time and you know, you can't respond when they're talking to you.
I always see if they can understand what I'm saying and I bring up complicated topics.
You do?
And like podcast something? Yeah. Sometimes it's like, hold on. I'll take the thing out and I'll say whatever I want to say to put it back in.
Oh. No,
I'm in the hood.
You could
man.
Probably get a part-time job there now. I bet.
Easily.
Yes. Yeah.
Easily.
But she's talking to me and I'm just watching the baking show in the UK.
You can ask for the remote control, you know, you can
I was watching it. Yeah, it was okay. Fine. And so then when Zach came in, I was like, my husband thinks my teeth are rotting. So can you change that?
That's not true. Yeah.
But so they measured my color and they're like, you're at a one. I'm like, really? Okay. Yay. Anyway.
You're so happy with yourself.
Yeah.
So happy. You are second quadrant two? Is that
quadrant
what
two. I'm all preventative. Like with Annette too. I'm like, girl, I'm quadrant two. I'm like, have you gotten your air conditioning?
But look at yourself. Look at how good you look. It's because you've maintained that body throughout the years.
The month of October is body maintenance month.
Oh, is that what?
From top to bottom. Yes. Went to the dermatologist, went to the doctor, went to the dentist, had thermography. Yeah. It's body maintenance month.
Groovy.
Yeah.
Well, good. You got to keep that in shape because you have a younger
1962
husband.
1962 model.
Significantly younger husband.
It's what? This 1962 model with lots of miles on it, just from age.
I'm telling you, the 62 Corvette was a great car.
I'm telling you.
So, just saying.
Anyway.
I got a GTO. Yeah. I got a Plymouth GTO right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah.
You want me to go into my God shot?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Or do you want to thank a few cork soakers first?
No. God shot first.
No.
God shot.
Okay. So we all have trials that are presented to us. And I've said this before, and I believe this with my heart and my soul, that God is more concerned with our sanctification than our comfort.
Yes.
And so things that are presented to us are meant to help us, to help grow in our faith and obedience to God. And so I was dealing with something that happened last week, which I'm not going to get into the details. That really affected my heart, as you know. And I wanted to talk about it without talking about it. And I prayed to God and I said, I know that you will give me the scripture. I know you'll give me the scripture in the right frame.
For the God shot or just
for the God shot? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Cause I always think about that. Like I want to be able to share something. Mm-hmm. And I prayed, I know you will provide it to me in the right frame without getting into the details of what happened. And so this is the scripture, and it's Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. And this is a devotional, and this is a daily devotional I do with my friend Karen, and this was the scripture, and the message was that the blessing was in the breaking. The more he broke it, the more it multiplied and fed a tremendous multitude of people. So there are times in life, and I felt this way, when we feel broken. We have broken dreams, a broken heart, and that brokenness is not the end. It's a sign that God is about to multiply. The more broken you are, the more God is going to increase me. And that's how I felt, because I felt broken. I was going through a myriad of emotions. The bigger the disappointment, the bigger the blessing. And I truly, I believe that. Mm-hmm. And the more that other people hurt you, the more God is going to reward you. And I felt that, because I felt like my faith had expanded. So the reading went on to say that brokenness may have been meant to stop you, but you stay in faith. God is going to use it to bless you. And you know that I stayed in faith, and
you had one day where it was a little tough.
Yes. And then that brokenness is not the end. It's a sign that God is about to multiply. And that is truly what happened. And so what I think about the issues that happened over the summer, and then this issue that happened today last week, that brokenness, he multiplied, because my faith got even stronger. My faith multiplied. And so there's all these lessons in these little hurts or these little disappointments. And if you stay in faith, God blesses you.
Especially if you pray and then these scriptures just come.
Oh,
I've seen that time and time again.
Cause I prayed to God, because I didn't want to get into the details of what happened. But I wanted to share how that event impacted me and grew in my obedience and faith. Mm. And so that was the scripture that came out. So I love that.
Beautiful.
So the blessing was in the breaking.
Ooh.
The blessing was in the breaking. Isn't that great?
That's really good.
So just remember that. So even though you're broken, there's a blessing there. God will multiply it. Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that cool? That is very cool. I can see when you're going through something, and I can see that you're looking, you're doing study or just looking in your books or whatever. I can physically see when these things change in you.
Really?
Yeah. It's my little pleasure to just sit there and watch you.
Well, the interesting thing about this thing that happened was how much I leaned into God.
Yes, you did.
How much I kept thinking about the fruit of the Spirit and how I would catch myself succumbing to my fleshly behaviors and then reverting back. Mm. And to me, that is huge. Like, that shows my transformation.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, consider, because I just think back to, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Oh, when we were drinking champagne all the time.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Now it's time to hear
Hell yeah, it's time to thank some people here.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
If you go to our website, which is actually quite a nice little website, currythekeeper.com, there's a whole bunch of things you can see there. You can also sign up for the newsletter, which is written and produced by Tina and Tina alone.
Yep.
And but it's well worth it. It's a fun newsletter. It's funny, and it always reminds you that we have a show. Of course, that's always good, and gives you a little setup for some of the topics. On the about page, we explain that we're value for value. So we are doing this to receive value back from you. We're not doing it for that, but we love receiving value back.
Yes,
and we actually haven't been in the PO box in a week.
No,
and a half,
we have not,
because it's been so empty lately.
Yeah.
Did we receive anything? We've thanked.
Well, we got the wine and the things from the meetup.
And of course, Brian with the conjunctivitis eye, he also brought us the wine from Costco,
very kind,
which is
yes.
very kind. And you can do that in multiple ways. And one of them is through one of the modern podcast apps. If you've never done value for value on a podcast app, go get Fountain. The new version is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's getting there. Okay. I mean, they've been through a little tough time with refactoring.
And you earn sats. When you listen to podcasts, you automatically earn
yes.
sats. And
or you can
donate them back to us.
Or you can, yes. Or you can buy some and put it right into your yes. wallet and boost us and send a nice little message. We also have a PayPal if you want to send us some blessings that way. I like that. On Living Up in a Down World, Pastor Jimmy and Annette, they say blessings. I like that. Yeah. So a boost of blessing.
A boost of blessing.
Write that. Oh, hold on.
Listen to you.
Oh, I just lost my whole.
You want me to write it down?
No, I'm writing it down. Hold on. Boost of blessing. Yeah. So we do have a number of boost of blessings.
Oh, nice.
And the first one that came in is a big Striper donation. 77,777 Satoshis from... Are they not a double Samanye by now or a triple Samanye at this point?
Pastor Jimmy and Damonette?
Yes.
For sure they are.
Now, he was texting me because he texted me like, I've been trying. He said, I don't know what's going on. He said, I don't know if it's Fountain or what's happening, but I've tried 5 times. And finally, he got a 77.77 boost off yesterday. And he's like, I don't know. And I always text him back. He said, brother, it's amazing any of this stuff works because there's no bank in the middle.
Yeah.
It's all this magical stuff. But 7th try is a charm.
Wow.
There he is. Yeah, he's the top executive producer. A Striper boost to celebrate a Lions and Tigers and Bears Oh My moment on Tina's adventure trip.
Yes.
You showed him the video of the bear.
The video,
he was like,
yes.
That's a bear. We're all glad to have her home safe and sound, and the No Agenda Curry and the Keeper meetup at Luckenbach was so much fun. KYBO and KLTD. Thank you for persisting, brother. I appreciate that. We have one of our Samanyes, Marco Frisson, coming in with his regular $50 boost through PayPal.
Thank you.
A boost of blessing. Mac Tank with $49.99, always on schedule,
yes.
along with Katie Trimble, $25.33. Thank you so
Katie,
much.
Katie, you are a Samanye. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, let us know. And by the way, Omega Man comes in yet again with $25 with what he says is a love offering.
Oh.
He says, I want to invite everyone to check out our new podcast called Speak My Word, where we read through the Bible. SpeakMyWordRadio.com.
Oh.
It's a podcast.
Yes.
I'm going to check it out.
Yes, and Bible Bites, too.
Yes, Bible Bites and SpeakMyWordRadio.com.
Nice. Okay.
Michael Hall comes in with his $7. Thank you very much. And then we have...
Wait, did you miss Cole Dial? Cole Dial.
Cole, we did Cole on the last show.
October 16th. Oh,
we did that. No, that was 16th. Okay. Yeah, we did Cole on the last show. Hey, you're doing my gig now.
Sorry.
And there's the OG Sam and Yay coming. What? The 16th, we did Cole Dial on the last show.
Okay. All right, never mind.
That was the 16th.
Okay. All right.
You did the laundry. I did the money. There's our OG Sam and Yay with 10,000 Satoshis.
Oh, Michael.
Young couple. Sorry I didn't make the meetup. I couldn't free up my schedule, but rest assured, Amy and I will be planning a pilgrimage to Hill Country in the spring, and you shall be our guests.
Oh.
You shall be our guests. Yes, we will wine and dine you.
Yes, Michael, for sure.
At Freed Homes.
Can you bring Eliza, too?
Oh, the dog?
She's Eliza, so cute. She looks so that cute, dog smiles she? In yes. every picture. I'm not kidding
it's
you.
It's a smiling dog. Yes. 9,000 sats. Comic strip blogger
in the house.
Howdy, lovebirds. Please tell your audience to subscribe to Podcast Gauntlet by Mike Wilkerson and Brian Ensminger for tips on how to get rich off of podcasting.
Oh.
Go check it out. PodcastGauntlet.com. Yo, CSB. Uh-huh. Always supporting other podcasts. And he does that on every other podcast, and he even promotes our podcast and other podcasts.
Nice.
Such, it's a very important position he's in. I appreciate that. Oh, there is a mini striper boost from 7777 from Sir Brian with conjunctivitis and an eye with a tear. Here's his note.
It's always, with his goopy eye.
His goopy eye. He's always the longest boostergram. Excellent meetup last weekend. The members of Gitmo Nation and Vineyard Nation are the nicest people and best looking. I hope to see the first timers again at the next meetup. The coolest part of the trip was that morning when I got to play chess with Willie. He and Dirty Jersey Horror walked into Java Ranch and they saw some guy sitting there with a chess set. I said, "Are you Willie?"
Yes.
And he said, "Yes."
I don't think he had his chess set. He just went up and asked him, and then Willie went and got the chess
board. Yeah, and then Willie got the chess board and they played, and of course, Willie beat him.
He spanked
twice.
Him. He didn't just beat him. He spanked him. And Brian goes, "I forgot the rules."
Willie, my man.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of the whole meetup was at the end of the night when someone said something nice to me, at which point I witnessed what I am now dubbing the Tina with an eye roll. And then she scolded him for daring to say what he said.
Which I told you.
Yeah, which you told me about.
Yes, which he said, "Oh, you're the best part of the donation segment." I'm like,
in the evening, y'all. In the
evening. No, it was really nice that Brian traveled all the way from, he actually lives in Cedar Park.
Yeah.
And
we love Brian.
We do. And he sent a picture the next day and I go, "Do you have the same shirt on from the meetup?" Anyway.
Every good show needs a Brian.
Yes.
I'm telling you. I have experience with this.
Yes.
And there's a 7777 from Pastor Jimmy. That was his sixth try. Well, that was his sixth try.
Oh. Thank you.
I do want to recognize that he sent that in. 2,500 sats from Pastor Combsy.
Oh, Pastor Combsy. He's so
he
kind.
Says, "Praying for the fall of Babylon.io.
Yes.
What is Babylon.io?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about your social media prayer.
Oh, yes. So I'm having lunch with Pastor Jimmy. Knows how I say Pastor Jimmy. And he says, "I don't know if your prayer is working on social media or just working in me, but I find it unattractive to use."
Yes, I'm getting there too.
How about that?
I'm getting there too.
God is doing it a different way that I prayed for, but he's certainly doing something. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Combsy says, "I emptied out my fountain wallet. Time to refill." Ah. Blessings to you both.
Thank you, Pastor Combsy.
Good to have you on board, brother. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 Satoshis from the Cheese Burglar.
Is that a new?
Calvin?
Cheeseburglar?
Cheeseburglar. I'm going to decant the cheeseburglar just in case, because you never know.
Yep. You've been decanted.
Cheeseburglar says, "My long-lost brother and sister, no relation. Thank you for letting me benefit from living in a small part of your lives." Aww. From Calvin. Well, you're more than welcome, Calvin. Calvin, you're a part of it. You're a part of Vineyard Nation now.
That's very sweet.
Yes. That's it for our
thank you.
Boostograms and our blessedograms.
Boost-a-blessings.
Boost-a-blessings, is that right? Yeah, boost-a-blessings. There you go. Thank you all so much. We appreciate that. CurryingTheKeeper.com. And we look forward to hearing what you have to say next week. It's always good.
Thank you.
Wow. We're actually ahead of the game today. For once. You want to do the question of the week?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the shorter question of the week jingle. You know what? It's time for the
The question of the week.
You do have one, don't you?
I do. I am prepared. The question
of the week. Every show we do the question of the week. Tina has a question. She makes up the question, which means she already has an answer. So it's really just tough for me because I have to come up with my answer.
Yes, but don't you like it? You like it.
I love it.
Okay.
All right. Hit me.
What is one thing you learned as a teenager that still affects you today?
As a teenager, what is the one thing I learned as a teenager that still affects me today? Wow. I'm drawing. I mean, not as a teen. I remember one time. This is not really as a teenager, but here's the first thing that came to mind. I wasn't really a teenager, but it was in maybe junior high. Maybe I was just barely a teenager.
Okay.
And I forget what was going on, but some guy, there was someone that people were talking. It was in like a locker room. People were talking crap to me. And then this little guy said something. Said, hey, and I remember saying to him, oh, please, I'm not afraid of you, little guy. And he walloped me right in the face, and I went down. And I remembered, I will never make fun of someone smaller than me. And I never have ever made fun of anybody smaller than me ever since. And I think it's the last time someone actually hit me in the face.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just remember going, whoa.
I wonder, he probably got so bullied that that's...
I had no defense. I was like, what just happened? Wow. I never made fun of anyone smaller than me.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Wow.
How about you?
Okay. So, you know, I was raised in a family that didn't have much money. And so my mom never, even though there were five girls, my mom never really invested in us as young women. Like, she didn't teach us things, you know, like I had to learn them like out, like either in school. And I always worked. I mean, I worked since I was 16. Mm-hmm. And so I started working at this store at Woodmar Mall. It's called Woodmar Mall.
Woodmar Mall.
Yes. And it was Einhorn's, and it was a women's clothing store. And I had just started, and it was cold. It was like, it must've been October, November,
Indiana,
and I ended up walking in, and I had on this very summery top, and I'll never forget the woman, this young woman who worked there. She's like, "Aren't you cold? Like, you have a summer top on." That was the first time that I ever realized that there were seasonal clothes. Wow. Yes,
you didn't know that.
I never knew that because my mom never really, like I said, she didn't invest in like teaching us like you shouldn't wear that. That's a summer piece. Mm-hmm. Never. And that obviously that affects me to this day. I will never forget that. Cause then it clicked with me like, oh, I didn't realize you have different clothes for summer versus clothes for winter.
Was this the same place where later you bought something from that place? Or I remember some story you've told me about this.
Well, you know, we would get sales commissions. So
right.
If we sold $1,000 worth of clothes.
That's what this, it was.
You're
yes.
talking 1979. $1,000 in 1979
which
is a lot of money.
Which was basically 10 grand today.
We would get a $5 bonus.
Which is $50 today.
Yeah. So, wow. But yeah, I loved working at that. It was a very high end boutique. There was expensive.
It's interesting how you do like working retail. There is something about that you like the competition.
I did like it.
You like about, and you like helping people dress now.
But
you're
I did not know about seasonal clothing because I was never taught that.
Let me tell you,
so
you are so well put together. You have, I mean, you don't have a huge closet.
No, I don't want a huge closet.
No, you've just given me a very small sliver of a closet.
Yeah,
but you have your combos and how you put stuff together. I mean, there's not a single day that I don't go, wow, that looks really great on you.
You are so complimentary all the time.
Well, because it looks good. I mean, you know what you're doing. People come to you and say, "What do you think?" I mean, your girlfriends come to you.
Some people do, but yeah. So I learned seasonal clothing in my teenage years because my mom never taught us. So there you go. How about that?
Well, Pat, it's okay. We love you.
That's my mom.
Hey, should we do this again next week?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Will you please complain, say on Tuesday, and let me know
that it's my MO.
It's like, oh, I gotta work.
Oh.
You're so good at it, baby.
I love you.
I love you too. We'll see you next week, everybody.
See you next week.
Keeper.